Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two of the great quarterback debate. My absolute lockdown list of NFL quarterbacks 1 to 32 with a twist. We offer you clues. You guess the name. You get the reveal. And I give you where it is, and you offer your feedback. And as more of the list reveals itself, we'll have more debates. Sully keeping track as well. Ticket text coming in. Number of people, I was thinking 8 on Phil Rivers. Rivers is not a winner in the next breath. I think Rivers will prove this season why you had him at number 7. Barring injuries, this team will be pretty good. I think the Chargers could be a Super Bowl type team. Laugh if you want. Nick Foles, we're doing backups now? I said to you at the start, this is about the top 32 quarterbacks. There are guys starting in this league that are worse than backups. Sam Bradford being one of them. From Logan in Pontiac, why does everyone love Rivers? He's worse than Stafford. Throws so many crunch time picks, it's crazy. I can only imagine what clues for Eli Manning will be. I can't wait for that one. Need a good laugh. Oh, you may enjoy that. Sully, anything you'd like to offer before we begin our work again? Back to the list.
No, I've been happy with the response we've been getting. People seem to be enjoying it. And okay. Honestly, a great rebound from the start we had where we had 3 callers in a row that couldn't get the quarterback. We haven't had that since.
All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Austin, South Lyon. Austin, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Good, buddy. Are you prepared? You understand the format?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Do you hang up on yourself? Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Can
okay.
You hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. I'm just making sure I didn't lose you. Here are your clues. Clue number 1. I have really tiny hands. Really tiny hands. Clue number 2. I ran the Bear Raid offense in college. The Bear Raid. And clue 3. I took 0 snaps under center until my NFL debut. Austin, what quarterback am I?
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to need an answer. I'm sorry, buddy. I need one.
Yeah, I'll just say Case Keenum. I know it's not going to be him, but let's hear it.
Sorry, that is an incorrect answer. Let's go over to Kenny, see if he can pick up the pieces. Kenny, would you like the 3 clues again?
Yeah, give them to me.
Okay. Clue number 1, I have incredibly tiny hands. Clue 2, I ran the Bear Raid offense in college. And clue 3, I didn't take a snap under center until my NFL debut.
Is that Ryan Tannehill?
I'm so sorry. It is not. Well, these are too easy. Okay. All right. I see you. Let's go over to Justin. He's on a cell. He's up next. Justin, would you like the 3 clues?
One more time, please.
That's not a problem. Here we go. Clue 1, I have tiny hands. Clue 2, I ran the Bear Raid offense in college. And clue number 3, I never took a snap under center until my NFL debut. What quarterback am I, Justin?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Does he live in Los Angeles?
I cannot confirm or deny.
Jared Goff?
There it is, Justin. Justin, you had the answer. Why are you doubting yourself? Excellent work.
Well, he lives in my hometown, and I have him, or not hometown, but where I'm living now, so I got I was a little worried.
Okay, now I'm going to give you my take on Jared Goff. You tell me what your feedback is. Ready?
Okay.
Another bold call with where I put him. He looked lost under Jeff Fisher, but was reborn last year under Sean McVay. has the arm talent to make all the throws, took command of his huddle last year, but must learn to counter what defenses do to him, i.e. the playoff game against Atlanta where he was mentally tortured. That's the next step to move up on this list. Otherwise, this is the ceiling. I have Jared Goff as my number 17 overall quarterback in the NFL. Your thoughts?
I'd have him between 15 and 18. I thought the playoff game was very telling last year. I feel like Sully said about Matt Ryan with his weapons. I feel like Todd Gurley is as good a weapon as you can have, and Sean McVay may be one of the best coaches. And I got to see another step this year where I feel like when crunch time comes, he can win that game in the last 2 minutes. I don't know if he can do that yet.
Justin, well done. Sully, your feedback, any critique there?
Maybe slightly lower than 17, but I mean, he's got to prove it. He had a great offensive line last year. He had a lot of weapons last year, and accuracy was really, really good. But he simply has to have another year of that in order to move up.
248-539-9797. Again, your ticket text feedback is absolutely welcome. I'll have Sully recap the list every segment. Let's move on down the line. We go to Mike, who's in Canton. Mike, how are you?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Are you prepared?
I'm ready.
Okay. Mike, here are your clues. Sully, drop a beat. I'm the captain of the most famous wagon in the league. Clue number one. Clue number two. I'm the best 1AA quarterback since Steve McNair. Best 1AA QB since McNair. And I have a Super Bowl ring, even though I didn't play.
Oh, God, this one's tough.
Gonna need an answer, my good man.
I have no idea.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Didn't even venture a guess. We'll move on. Tough in these streets. Larry is in Bloomfield Hills. I'm sure Larry will give me something. Larry, would you like the clues one more time?
One more time, Mike. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. I'm the captain of the most famous wagon in the league. I'm the best 1AA QB since Steve McNair. And I have a ring even though I didn't play.
Mike, this is killing me.
I'm going to need a guess, Larry Legend. Oh, Larry.
I am going to say, Mike, I got no idea either. Sorry.
Come on, people.
Unbelievable.
This isn't even tough, guys. Come on.
Now, whoa, wait a second. I was scrutinized because these are easy. And I tell people, guys, if you're a diehard fan, the average guy who's just busting his ass trying to pay the mortgage and keep the kids out of trouble, you got to make it approachable. These people are bombing here. Now, Sully, I'm going to go to one more, and if they don't get it, you're the auxiliary selection. We're going to go to Trent out in Port Huron. Trent, would you like the three clues one more time?
Don't need them.
Doesn't need them. Confident, live from Sarnia. What do you have, Trent?
Carson Wentz.
That's the way to do it. He stepped to the plate. Here we go. You give me your feedback on my feedback. Carson Wentz, a true star. Immense physical gifts combined with the it factor. Captures the locker room, commands the franchise, has commanded a city, really. A true playmaker in the mold of Aaron Rodgers and possesses the gift where teammates gravitate to him. Absolute stud. Absolute MVP. I have Carson Wentz as my number 4 overall quarterback in the National Football League. Your thoughts, Trent?
I think 4 is a little high. I'd have him at 6 with you having Rivers at 7. I think he's better than Rivers. I think he makes players around him better. And I think he has taken the bull by the horns and gotten better each season so far. So I think the only way to go is up for him. And I could imagine a repeat this year if he takes that next step.
Yeah, and again, Trent, appreciate it. Remember, this is my opinion of where we are at, and it's not like we're updating this every week. I'm doing this betting on the come that these people are going to perform the way I believe. There are certain people in this list straight up don't think they're going to have a good year. That's factored into my list. Sully, your thoughts. You have steam coming out of your ears.
I can't put him in the top five. I'd put him just outside the top five.
You know what you are?
Maybe six, like that caller said.
You're one of the old men in the Muppets at the Opera House.
What do you mean?
You just dislike everything.
No, I like Carson Wentz. By saying he's the sixth best quarterback, seventh best quarterback, I can't say four. And you know what? I'm not ashamed to admit it. Part of it is the fact that he got hurt. And it's the Steve Kerr, Luke Walton effect of someone comes in and takes the team and wins the Super Bowl. So I need to see a little more if I'm going to say definitively that he's a top five quarterback.
All right. Okay. That's enough out of you. Let's go to Matt in Washington. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Are you prepared for your clues? Ready to rise to the occasion?
I'm ready, sir.
Here we go. Clue number one. No one is sure if I'm any good or not. Clue number one. Clue number two. Mike Sullivan absolutely hates my guts. Sully hates my guts. And clue number three. America can't name a single one of my wide receivers. What quarterback am I, Matt?
Is it Cam Newton?
It is not. I am so sorry. Sully, remain quiet.
It's a quarterback who shouldn't even be on the list.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to Tim out in the Clem. Tim, how are you?
I am good, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Would you like your three clues?
Real quick, I'm pretty sure I know what they are.
Okay.
I don't have a guess. I got one guess.
Well, listen to them one more time, and you take your swing at the plate. No one's sure if I'm any good or not. Sully hates my guts, and America can't name a single one of my wide receivers.
In the back of my mind, because of the clue that no one knows if I'm good or not, makes me think of Matt Stafford because he's like, is he good? Is he not? But
is that,
I think a lot of people. You're gonna give me some additional clues.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't offer additionals. I'm gonna need your guess.
Matt Stafford.
Oh, I am terribly sorry. Sully, you are the auxiliary on this. I will allow you to guess, or we can put our faith in the people. Your call here.
I have faith in our people.
Cliffhanger?
Yes.
Okay.
And if not, I'm sure somebody can call in and get it, because these clues are not difficult, guys.
We will recap the list. If you're a loyal listener to this show, especially during football season, you should get this one. Sully's vitriol towards this quarterback is the stuff of legend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.